Other things coming up in this edition of America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. A big shout out to all my friends in the flyover states. I was thinking about this today. How many of those states have I been in? And the answer to that is every single one. Either spent some time in, crossed over, or went to school in all of the flyover states. In fact, and I'm going to consider this to be one of the coolest things that I've experienced, I've been to every single state in this country except for four. And I bet none of you can guess which four I haven't been to. That's for another show. Here at the top, we talk about the buzz in your backyard. The buzz is still over testing gun controls limits and how we feel about the Second Amendment. The task force that's going to be announced, the findings of what Joe Biden will ultimately recommend to the president, because he put him in charge of guns. And we're going to talk about here Leon Panetta warning that the Pentagon won't be prepared if we have any kind of a big threat security-wise. He's the guy who went nuts when he was told that they were going to hack, slash, and basically rip apart his budget thanks to the automatic spending cuts that would slam down on the military, plus other cuts that they were expecting to have to roll into in this upcoming year and the year after that and the year after that. So bleak times for military funding. Others would scoff and say, wow, our budgets are incredible. What are you kidding? Are you on another planet? We spend so much money on the military, do we need to spend any more? Leon Panetta says, prepare for the worst. But before we get to that, how about Afghanistan? I asked this question, I had a couple of you send emails in, about whether or not you thought we should leave how many troops? Should we leave thousands of troops in Afghanistan after 2014? All of a sudden, Hamid Karzai, the president, is a little bit nervous. He's saying that, we called for a near total drawdown of U.S. forces with a surge of the U.S. and international aid to make up for the exit. But after an ambassador was killed and three others in Benghazi, now things have kind of changed. And even Karzai has changed his tune. The State Department wants five diplomatic posts in Afghanistan. They're weighing potential posts and how many troops to guard it and all that kind of stuff, especially after what happened to Ambassador Stevens, and they don't want to risk another Benghazi situation. There is a chance that we just clear the decks and we don't leave anyone in Afghanistan. Is that a smart play? How many people would you leave behind? I think the problem is, of course, when we're announcing all of this, 2,000 troops is nothing. They could be picked off so easily if you think about it. I don't know, 2,000 troops to be in a place like Afghanistan, where are you positioning these troops? The White House is expecting an interesting conversation with the president. We'll explain what he thinks should happen with Karzai when they meet on Friday. There's been a lot of meetings with Defense Secretary Leon Panetta, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and some others this week in Washington, so this is it. Pentagon calculations call for 3 to 5 troops to guard each civilian in a conflict zone like Afghanistan with a sufficient number of troops to back that up. So the U.S. is going to have to definitely curtail any diplomatic mission. That means reduced money and support to Afghanistan, manpower pretty much non-existent to manage those programs. So there are 66,000 U.S. troops in Afghanistan. They're turning over territory, handing it off to Afghan security forces. The goal is to have Afghans leading all their missions by the end of 2013. U.S. troops wouldn't be in combat after 2014, although can the Afghan Army Brigade operate itself independently? And the answer to that is, I don't think so, not according to some of the reports that I saw. Are we going to have any kind of a presence ranging from 3,000 to 20,000? General John Allen, who was the Afghanistan war chief, said that post-2014, that's what we got to have. We got to have a higher number, because a lower number is not enough for a counter-terrorist force. Where it's just not enough for all these outposts, we'd have to have more. That's a stark contrast between, okay, we're pulling everyone out. So will the president make good on what he said with the campaign that, oh, yeah, I'm going to pull everyone out? Or do we still have a lot of lingering troops? Here's Leon Panetta's take on Afghanistan.
This uncertainty, if for these next 2 years, we really have the opportunity to be able to put this in the right place to complete this mission. I think the Afghans view it that way. We view it that way. And we are not going to walk away from the sacrifices that have been made over these last 10 years.
All right. Not walk away. Not walk away, but where's that money coming from? And speaking of money, how do you exist when they're slashing your budget in every different direction, Leon Panetta?
This uncertainty, if left unresolved by the Congress, will seriously harm our military readiness. The fiscal cliff deal has delayed sequestration from taking effect until March 1st, but that's now less than 50 days away. We have implemented in our budget plan the $487 billion in spending reductions that we were asked to do by the Congress over the next decade.
All right. So Leon Panetta leaves worried about the budgets and where we're going to stand, and also concerned as to what will happen with the troop levels in Afghanistan because of the amount of cash that's not going to be on hand and how we'll have to protect people in some of those outpost areas. This is typical of the U.S., isn't it? Once we have a horrible event, then, oh, okay, now we're going to really beef up what we have to do. It's not Panetta's fault. I think the fault lies with State because they didn't request, I don't think they requested the guards that they needed for Stevens and everybody else connected to him in that horrific area, the outpost where they were in Benghazi. And I would think that that would be a little bit different if somebody even stays there. Once again, coming up here on America Tonight, we're going to be talking about school shootings and another school shooter. This time, it doesn't turn into a, thank goodness, Newtown, Connecticut. It's not in an elementary school, but just as scary when somebody walks in with a shotgun and decides, I'm going to wreak havoc. I'm going to walk into a classroom. And, you know, what is it? Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. What sends students or other people into schools deciding they are going to kill innocent people? That's up next here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Never before has there been a nail hardener that requires no drying time. The all-natural herbal blends of Nails of Steel can help eliminate cracking, splitting, hangnails, and other nail problems with virtually no drying time. Nails of Steel is hypoallergenic and biodegradable, and is so easy to use you can keep it at the home or at the office. Just massage this rich, creamy herbal lotion over your natural or polished nails, and within the first week you will begin to notice your nails looking healthier and strengthening.
My fingernails were always chipped, and then I started using Nails of Steel. Today my nails are healthy and strong, and they look like I just walked out of the salon.
Nails of Steel is also used by men. Men work hard, and our hands can show it.
I used to have split, broken nails. With Nails of Steel, I can work hard, be rough, and still have strong nails, keep my hands looking groomed.
You don't have to be a female to want Nails of Steel. Everyone wants a good-looking pair of hands. And broken, chipped, and damaged nails can be painful. Go to nailsofsteel.com for healthy, manicured-looking nails. Nailsofsteel.com for the salon in a bottle. That's nailsofsteel.com.
Wow, just when we get the word that James Holmes, that clown that went in to the theater in Aurora, Colorado, and wreaked hell over those people, sending 12 people to their graves and 58 others injured, we just learned that he's going to face trial for that Colorado shooting. We learn of another shooting in California. When does this all end? You have a 16-year-old. Has a shotgun, walks into a California high school classroom on Thursday, critically wounds another student, had aimed at some of the other kids in the class and missed them. This is just a month after 20 children were killed, 6 adults at Newtown, and here we are, we have another rampage. So, gee, is the timing of this heated national debate over guns, could it be any hotter? Could there be more folks who are on the fence that decide to jump off, maybe in the wrong direction because of what they're seeing? And this happened just outside of Bakersfield, California. It's more inland in Cali. It's not on the coastline. He called out, he went into school, he called out the name of another boy, shot at a group of students, missed them. There were 28 in the classroom. It's ironic because they had just had a drill for any kind of emergency responding to what happened in Connecticut. They then were forced to hold a real lockdown in response to that, you know, gunfire. So how does this happen? This is Taft, inland, by Bakersfield, 100 miles north of downtown Los Angeles. This is a place where we're talking about people that are very reliant on oil and natural gas production. There's a lot of oil derricks that are there, and when you go by Bakersfield and that whole area, that's what you'll see from the roadway. You know, what is it that what is it that drives these kids to do this? It's again, there. It's just like I've said a few times. It's hard to put this into words. It's just so over the top. Where are we going to see more shootings? Is this copycat? Is this glorification of doing this? You know, I want to know, especially since this guy did not kill himself. This guy is stopped in his tracks by two other people who talk him out of continuing, which is amazing and is probably the best thing about this story, the fact that there aren't more people lying dead because he goes into a school and decides to open fire, and that he's talked down. They did find out that the 16-year-old planned his attack Wednesday night, and that the gun belonged to his 19-year-old brother. Explosives, you know, the ATF, they were working to determine who owned the firearm, trace the history, and they did, and it turns out there wasn't explosives involved. It was just a gun from the 19-year-old brother. He lives near the school. He came late to school, and he walked toward the campus with the gun, and somebody saw him. Somebody saw him do that, and they immediately called the cops. So now he's got attempted murder charges. And here's what's also interesting. I keep saying I think that schools should have an armed guard, have an armed cop, have an armed person there. Do it. An armed police officer is usually assigned to Taft Union High School, but wasn't able to make it to work because of snow on the roads. How is that for timing? So he couldn't get there. They had had a lockdown exercise in response to what went on in Connecticut, the horrible execution, slaughter of those poor kids. And then this happens. They got to do the real thing. This is going to be part of the conversation. This is going to be what people are talking about. Why did he go to school? Was it a bullying thing? Was it somebody picking on him for something else? You know, bullying. Picking on him for something? Did it have something to do with some other kid? What is it? What led him to do that, to go in? And the fact that he was talked out of it is the best thing. Guns and schools just don't mix. I mean, kids with guns going into schools don't mix. And there has to be a way to protect these schools. Because, really, when you're in the middle of a school day, you should feel like there's some safety there. You should be in your own little bubble. There, the workplace, when you're working, we've seen terrible things happen there. Church, malls, you can't go to a mall and go shopping without somebody opening fire. Ugh, awful. But I'll say this again, and this always surprises a lot of people. It's not the guns. It's the people who have the guns in their hand. It's not that piece of metal. Most people who get guns, whether it's for recreational use or just to have them in the house as a defense in case somebody tries to break in or do something, most gun owners do not want to have to discharge that weapon into anybody. They're not looking to have a confrontation because, you know, you might not win that confrontation. If you're really good with a gun, you might not win it. They're not looking to fire it. And if they do have to fire it, what it'll take for them to mentally make that leap, it's not how it is in the movies. It's not what you see when you hit someone with a gun and they go down. It's not that way. And most people, it takes them, I've talked to many police officers about this, it takes them a while to get over the fact that they killed someone, you know, even if, who knows what they were going to do in the house, the fact that they did that, there's a little bit of a period in between where they're a little, I don't want to call it shaky, but shook up by what they've done. So the conversation about guns certainly will continue here on America Tonight. We're also going to take you to a different place coming up next here on the show, and that has to do with Hurricane Sandy, but not so much about the hurricane, more about the tides and the surges, and is this something that we're seeing that's eroding more coastline area, and what can we possibly do about it? I say build differently, not build in a flat way, build as they do in some other places. You know, in New Orleans, they learned that after the levees opened up and spread, they knew to build a little bit more, build on stilts. In case that happens again, they have more of a chance of surviving or a flood without having everything ruined. And this is how they should rebuild in some areas along the coastline, because that coastline just is not going to be the same, and things are changing. The erosion and all that kind of stuff has kicked in, and it's made a different, rather, beachfront. So we're going to talk to somebody who actually knows about the oceans and says it's not a political issue. It's not about that. It's about trying to figure out how to do things to not put ourselves in situations where we end up like a Sandy and people are stunned, and when they go to rebuild, they rebuild in an incorrect way. So they put themselves in danger, especially if you look at the statistics, they put themselves in danger to end up in the very same position where they're more than bailing buckets. They may lose a house again. And now that whole insurance on top of that is going to change dramatically. So John Englander joins us, and he's got a book out about the surges, about the tides, and how we either make adjustments or don't. But for kids and for grandkids, this will absolutely affect them in their future, whether they are vacationing along the shoreline or whether they live somewhere along the shoreline, things that will absolutely affect them. His book is a great title, High Tide on Main Street, Rising Sea Level and the Coming Coastal Crisis. Sandy surprised so many people with the devastation. And the thing is, the case can be made that we've entered a different era of rising sea level. Almost every coastal city in the world is starting to be affected by what's happening, and they're gradually moving inland decade after decade, and the old shoreline just all of a sudden is underwater. People are stunned, and they talk about it to their kids. So what gives? That's next on America Tonight.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Balance, harmony, mental alertness, physical well-being. If once you possess these qualities, but stress now weighs you down, you can get your mental edge back in a holistic approach with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Not a drug. Nootropic Mind Power is a lasting, proven natural supplement with 12 powerful ingredients in nutraceutical compounds and are non-GMO. Plus, it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday today.
And I'll tell you what, as we race across to try to grab the checkered flag, how many racing things can I put in this puzzle as we move toward the end? You can tell I've been spending some time with an 11-year-old. All right, so summing things up in a little odds and ends here, there were so many interesting things that happened on the day that I felt like I wanted to fire at you at the tail end of this show that I thought I would do that, including the story about this Taco Bell worker who handcuffed himself to a female coworker. What is up with that? He gets 5 years. A Georgia guy decided that he was attracted to an 18-year-old he worked with, by the way. He's 25 years old. Jason Earl Dean was his name, or is his name. And he did this last August to try to convince her to go on a date with him, but she didn't think it was so funny. He waited until the end of her shift, handcuffed himself to her wrists. This was after he made a whole bunch of overtures toward her to go out for several weeks, and the restaurant even changed her shift because she wanted to avoid him. She had no desire to do that. And then he decided that he was going to handcuff himself to her, and the rest is history. He ended up in court The judge sentenced him to 4 years in prison, followed by 6 years on probation. So it wasn't so clever to do that, and it was a nightmare for her, to say the least. How about this story about a San Francisco man who used an alligator to guard his pot stash? Yeah, the jaws will protect me. Who's going to steal my pot? Oh, and the photograph of the gator was frightening. Cops went into a guy's house for a probation checkup. They found the $100,000 stash of ganja guarded by a 5-foot-long gator. The San Francisco Chronicle actually broke the story. They say that when the deputies went in to Asif Mayer's house for that checkup, they found 34 pounds of pot and the gator in a tank in the bedroom, probably trying to dissuade people who wanted to steal it. The Oakland Zoo said that the 5-foot-long came and died a day after it was seized by the sheriff's folks. And when it got to the zoo, it was critically ill and it wasn't responsive. So the guy who was put in prison was arrested and booked into jail in possession or suspicion of possessing marijuana for sale. Yeah, gives new meaning to kooks. What do I do to protect my pot? I get a gator. That's what I do.
Are we going to ban alligators now?
Yeah, no alligators. That's just crazy. You have a gator in your house walking around your house. Are you kidding me with that? The gator was walking around. 5-foot-long gator. And what if he had gotten to somebody? Oh, that would be so scary. Oh, what kind of... It is pretty brave in a sense. But how crazy is that? Oh, it's... I don't get it. I don't get it. There's other ways to protect your pot. I mean, there's got to be. Isn't there other places to hide it? Got to be.
How about under the floorboards like everyone else?
That is exactly. Although maybe everybody would look there, but I know that there's got to be other places. Got to be other places. This is interesting. There was two guys, and I saw a picture of them in the paper. Somebody sent me a Twitter, actually, about it, a tweet, it would be. Two men walking down a Portland street. Guess what they had that made them so unique that everybody wanted to look at them? They had assault rifles. They said they were exercising their Second Amendment rights. They wanted to educate the public on gun rights. A lot of calls were made to 911 with people that saw them alarmed, because you got two men, guns strapped to their backs, walking through 7th Avenue and Spokane Streets, popular area in Portland. When the cops got there, they found two 20-year-old men carrying rifles openly on their backs. They were also holding valid concealed handgun licenses in Oregon. They told the cops they were seeking to educate people about the Second Amendment. They were exercising their rights. And carrying a concealed gun is legal with a valid license, but doing one or both might end up with a lot of 911 calls, and here's where they could get them. Tying up resources for a real emergency. One of the guys told the cop that he hoped people would approach him and talk to him instead of calling the police. The Portland Police Bureau says anyone who sees anyone armed with guns to call 911 immediately. So their point kind of missed its mark in a way, although they were encountered because people saw them and sent the cops after them and made their point because they got huge publicity for doing that. Huge publicity. These stories I don't understand. Why do they almost should have a license for having children? Why do you do this? The parents of a New Jersey infant who died of heroin intoxication in 2008 pled guilty to manslaughter after admitting they rubbed heroin on the baby's gums because he was teething. Oh, there's a lot of things you can do for teething. Heroin, not a good idea. 11-month-old baby JM ingested the heroin.
What were they thinking?
What were they thinking?
Wine's not strong enough for us, so wine can't be strong enough for our baby.
Whiskey, that's what Irish people do. Whiskey, not strong enough. It's an old wives' tale that Irish people use the whiskey, but just a tiny drop, because it eases the pain. Heroin? So These people should not be parents. What are they thinking? They get one count of second-degree manslaughter. They face up to 10 years in prison at sentencing, which is set for February 22nd. Both of them admitted placing heroin in the baby's mouth, rubbing it on his gums because he was teething. This baby died. This baby died. And that is the sad part about that. I guess they're claiming they had no idea that was going to happen, but it was a bad idea to begin with, and then it became a worse idea when the kid died. Just absolutely, absolutely awful, awful story in the end. And it might not have been the intent, who knows, we don't know that, because there's some vague details here, and they're not really talking. But I think when it all comes out, when it's said and done, there may be more to this. There may be more to the story and why they did that. All right, and finally, we got a good one for you. The $1 trillion coin. Have you heard about the $1 trillion coin? Yep, they're not ruling it out. For days, people are buzzing about this. The Treasury Department could avert a standoff over the debt ceiling by minting a $1 trillion coin. What is the real possibility? The press secretary, Jay Carney, is not saying. Now you have people on the Hill that are just railing against the idea. And it's become a point of debate. The National Republican Congressional Committee has launched a petition urging people to oppose the use of trillion-dollar coins to address any debt crisis. The NRCC chair says he's going to introduce a bill to short-circuit any kind of a plan, saying that the scheme to mint trillion-dollar platinum coins is absurd and dangerous and would be laughable if the proponents weren't so serious about it as a solution. So he's trying to have it stop dead in its tracks. Here's what the trillion-dollar coin thing would do. Proponents of the idea point to a section in the U.S. Code that allows the Treasury Secretary to mint and issue platinum bullion coins and proof platinum coins of a size and denomination of their discretion. It's mainly for commemorative coins. You may have some. But the idea is that the provision could be exploited as sort of an ace up the sleeve for the administration if Republicans try to block an increase in the debt ceiling. The argument is this. I finally get to the point. Minting a $1 trillion coin is ridiculous, right? It is. And they're saying it's as stupid as Congress refusing to pay debts that it's already accumulated. Sure, why not waste more money and valuable resources and mint a $1 trillion coin? Oh, it is laughable.
Come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural health care industry.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're winding down for this hour of America Tonight, hitting that final turn on the exit. And I'll tell you what, as we race across to try to grab the checkered flag, how many racing things can I put in this puzzle as we move toward the end? You can tell I've been spending some time with an 11-year-old. All right, so summing things up in a little odds and ends here, there were so many interesting things that happened on the day that I felt like I wanted to fire at you at the tail end of this show that I thought I would do that, including the story about this Taco Bell worker who handcuffed himself to a female coworker. What is up with that? He gets 5 years. A Georgia guy decided that he was attracted to an 18-year-old he worked with, by the way. He's 25 years old. Jason Earl Dean was his name, or is his name. And he did this last August to try to convince her to go on a date with him, but she didn't think it was so funny. He waited until the end of her shift, handcuffed himself to her wrists. This was after he made a whole bunch of overtures toward her to go out for several weeks, and the restaurant even changed her shift because she wanted to avoid him. She had no desire to do that. And then he decided that he was going to handcuff himself to her, and the rest is history. He ended up in court. The judge sentenced him to 4 years in prison, followed by 6 years on probation. So it wasn't so clever to do that, and it was a nightmare for her, to say the least. How about this story about a San Francisco man who used an alligator to guard his pot stash? Yeah, the jaws will protect me. Who's going to steal my pot? Oh, and the photograph of the gator was frightening. Cops went into a guy's house for a probation checkup. They found the $100,000 stash of ganja guarded by a 5-foot-long gator. The San Francisco Chronicle actually broke the story. They say that when the deputies went in to Asif Mayer's house for that checkup, they found 34 pounds of pot and the gator in a tank in the bedroom, probably trying to dissuade people who wanted to steal it. The Oakland Zoo said that the 5-foot-long caiman died a day after it was seized by the sheriff's folks. And when it got to the zoo, it was critically ill and it wasn't responsive. So the guy who was put in prison was arrested and booked into jail in possession or suspicion of possessing marijuana for sale. Yeah, it gives new meaning to kooks. What do I do to protect my pot? I get a gator. That's what I do.
Are we
going to
ban alligators now?
Yeah, no alligators. That's just crazy. You have a gator in your house walking around your house. Are you kidding me with that? The gator was walking around. 5-foot-long gator. And what if he had gotten to somebody? Oh, that would be so scary. Oh, what kind of... It is pretty brave in a sense. But how crazy is that? Oh, it's... I don't get it. I don't get it. There's other ways to protect your pot. I mean, there's got to be. Isn't there other places to hide it? Got to be.
How about under the floorboards like everyone else?
That is exactly. Although maybe everybody would look there, but I know that there's got to be other places. Got to be other places. This is interesting. There was two guys, and I saw a picture of them in the paper. Somebody sent me a Twitter, actually, about it, a tweet, it would be. Two men walking down a Portland street. Guess what they had that made them so unique that everybody wanted to look at them? They had assault rifles. They said they were exercising their Second Amendment rights. They wanted to educate the public on gun rights. A lot of calls were made to 911 with people that saw them alarmed, because you got two men, guns strapped to their backs, walking through 7th Avenue and Spokane Streets, popular area in Portland. When the cops got there, they found two 20-year-old men carrying rifles openly on their backs. They were also holding valid concealed handgun licenses in Oregon. They told the cops they were seeking to educate people about the Second Amendment. They were exercising their rights. And carrying a concealed gun is legal with a valid license, but doing one or both might end up with a lot of 911 calls, and here's where they could get them. Tying up resources for a real emergency. One of the guys told the cop that he hoped people would approach him and talk to him instead of calling the police. The Portland Police Bureau says anyone who sees anyone armed with guns to call 911 immediately. So their point kind of missed its mark in a way, although they were encountered because people saw them and sent the cops after them and made their point because they got huge publicity for doing that. Huge publicity. These stories I don't understand. Why do they almost should have a license for having children? Why do you do this? The parents of a New Jersey infant who died of heroin intoxication in 2008 pled guilty to manslaughter after admitting they rubbed heroin on the baby's gums because he was teething. Oh, there's a lot of things you can do for teething. Heroin, not a good idea. 11-month-old baby JM ingested the heroin And
what were they thinking? Wine's not strong enough for us, so wine can't be strong enough for our baby.
Whiskey, that's what Irish people do. Whiskey, not strong enough. It's an old wives' tale that Irish people use the whiskey, but just a tiny drop because it eases the pain. Heroin? So these people should not be parents. What are they thinking? They get one count of second-degree manslaughter. They face up to 10 years in prison at sentencing, which is set for February 22nd. Both of them admitted placing heroin in the baby's mouth, rubbing it on his gums because he was teething. This baby died. This baby died. And that is the sad part about that. I guess they're claiming they had no idea that was going to happen, but it was a bad idea to begin with, and then it became a worse idea when the kid died. Just absolutely awful story in the end. And it might not have been the intent. Who knows? We don't know that because there's some vague details here and they're not really talking. But I think when it all comes out, when it's said and done, there may be more to this. There may be more to this story and why they did that. All right. And finally, we got a good one for you. The $1 trillion coin. Have you heard about the $1 trillion coin? Yep. They're not ruling it out. For days, people are buzzing about this. The Treasury Department could avert a standoff over the debt ceiling by minting a $1 trillion coin. What is the real possibility? The press secretary, Jay Carney's not saying. Now you have people on the Hill that are just railing against the idea. And it's become a point of debate. The National Republican Congressional Committee has launched a petition urging people to oppose the use of trillion-dollar coins to address any debt crisis. The NRCC chair says he's going to introduce a bill to short-circuit any kind of a plan, saying that the scheme to mint trillion-dollar platinum coins is absurd and dangerous and would be laughable if the proponents weren't so serious about it as a solution. So he's trying to have it stop dead in its tracks. Here's what the trillion-dollar coin thing would do. Proponents of the idea point to a section in the U.S. Code that allows the Treasury Secretary to mint and issue platinum bullion coins and proof platinum coins of a size and denomination of their discretion. It's mainly for commemorative coins. You may have some. But the idea is that the provision could be exploited as sort of an ace up the sleeve for the administration if Republicans try to block an increase in the debt ceiling. The argument is this. I finally get to the point. Minting a trillion-dollar coin is ridiculous, right? It is. And they're saying it's as stupid as Congress refusing to pay debts that it's already accumulated. Sure, why not waste more money and valuable resources and mint a trillion-dollar coin? Oh, it is laughable.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.